Sayyidina Ayyub alayhi salatu wasalam's account is mentioned in Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tested him, and the test he was put into by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was such that probably history cannot find any such example of tough test. He went through very hard test, faced many hardships and number of calamities befall him. Sayyidina Ayyub ala nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wasalam had approximately more than 10 sons. He alayhi salam had large plots of land, abundant livestock, fields and many gardens. First of all, what had happened was all his fields full of crop were destroyed. Say they were burnt or
Allahu Akbar.
They were all destroyed completely. This is what happened first. And secondly, all of his children, all sons, died in a disaster in such a way that the roof of the house was collapsed in which they were residing. And in result, they all died. Thirdly, what had happened was Sayyidina Ayyub alayhi salam's body suffered with a severe illness. The harm and pain of that illness was so severe, and it was continued. And because of this illness, slowly, slowly, his relatives, friends, and people abandoned him. And in the end, he alayhi salam started living a life of isolation. All deserted him except his wife, who used to live and stay with him. She was the only one left to accompany him. So now, all his crops, fields, livestock, children, everything was destroyed completely. Just imagine, all of his children died, all his houses and properties were collapsed. People who used to have tendency towards him, they all deserted him. But his body of Sayyidina Ayyub alayhi salam was continuously suffering from severe illness. Pain, hardship, calamity, all was experienced by Sayyidina Ayyub alayhi salam. This illness was not shorter. Instead, long-term illness spread over a number of years. In fact, this continued for many, many years. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned this account in Quran at number of places, in Surah Al-Anbiya as well as in Surah Sa'd, that Hazrat Ayyub alayhi salatu wasalam called upon his Lord, أَنِّي مَسَّنِيَ الشَّيْطَانُ بِنُصْبٍ وَعَذَابٍ
Allah,
that the devil has afflicted me with adversity and pain. And he alayhi salatu wasalam made dua in the court of Allah for his health. At another place, words are, أَنِّي مَسَّنِيَ الضُّرُّ وَأَنْتَ أَرْحَمُ الرَّاحِمِينَ Meaning, distress has afflicted me, and you are the most merciful of all those who do mercy. Just think for a while. He alayhi salam is in pain from years now. And he's saying, Wallahi, you are the most merciful of all those who do mercy. Allahu Akbar. Even in such condition, he is not complaining. Sabr.
Allah.
Patience and quality of having contentment is at its peak.
Subhanallah, no doubt.
Even after suffering from such a long-term illness, yet he is saying, O Allah, you are the most merciful of all those who do mercy. So when he, alayhi salatu wasalam, called upon his Lord, Azza wa Jal, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Urkub bi rijlika. We said to him, strike the earth with your foot. So when he struck his foot there, Quran talks about in these words, هَذَا مُغْتَسَلٌ بَارِدٌ وَشَرَابٌ
Subhanallah.
From there, a spring of water appeared, which could be used for bathing, which was cold, and could also be used for drinking. Sayyidina Ayyub alayhi salam drank that water and also took bath with it. And in result, his illness was cured. And alhamdulillah, through that spring water, he got cure and all his illnesses disappeared. Now the reward what he received in return of his great patience, Allah Azza wa Jal appreciated Sayyidina Ayyub alayhi salam, as mentioned in Quran, Inna wajadnahu sabiran.
Right.
Which means that we indeed found him patient.
Allah Almighty said this himself.
Yes, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, we indeed found him patient. Said, ni'm al-abd. What an excellent bondsman.
Subhanallah.
Excellent bondsman. And said, innahu awwab. Meaning, he is indeed ever repenting to his Lord.
Subhanallah. He who is praised by Allah Almighty himself.
Allah says, we indeed found him patient. What an excellent bondsman. He is indeed ever repenting to his Lord.
Allah.
You know, someone who is genius and a known personality. And if he appreciates someone, he is very intelligent. Now, people judge the intelligence of that person who is appreciated by that genius person based on the fact that such a great personality has appreciated and praised this person.
Right.
And Allah is saying, what an excellent bondsman. He is indeed ever repenting to his Lord, and that he is patient. This proves that he, alayhi salam, possessed such patience and beautiful qualities which were liked by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he praised him. And he, alayhi salam, would always return to Allah. His fields destroyed, his children died, but he, alayhi salam, returned to Allah azza wa jal. He got ill, he returned to Allah. He suffered from severe illnesses. Even in that condition, he returned to Allah. These illnesses got intensified, but he returned to Allah. Allah said, إِنَّهُ أَوَّاب. So his rujoo and tendency was towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And in the seera biography of Sayyidina Ayyub alayhi salam and biographies of other Anbiya kiram alayhi salam, there is a great lesson for us to learn. Quran mentions the qualities and characteristics of Anbiya kiram alayhi salam. These blessed personalities are great role models. Indeed, their character possess beautiful examples to follow. One can learn ample lessons from their blessed lives. It's a great lesson for those who are ill in the seerah of Sayyidina Ayyub, as well as those that are afflicted in problems and calamities. It's a great lesson for them too. So this is one of the rewards he attained, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala praised him, praised his attributes, his qualities. The other reward he got, Allah azza wa jalla said, وَوَهَبْنَا لَهُ أَهْلَهُ وَمِثْلَهُمْ مَعَهُمْ. And we bestowed his family upon him and more similar to it in number. Sayyidina Ayyub alayhi salam was blessed with such blessings again.
Allah subhanallah.
His family was returned to him, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave him more similar to it in number. Scholars have explained its meaning. The wife of Sayyidina Ayyub alayhi salatu wa salam, who had become old, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave her youth back to her. Those children who had passed away, Allah raised them back to life. And the number of children who had passed away, Allah gave more similar to them in number. So Allah blessed Sayyidina Ayyub alayhi salam with more children. And mentioning the reason of this was said, وَرَحْمَةً مِنَّا
Subhanallah,
meaning as mercy from us. And further it was said, وَذِكْرَى And advice too. Advice for the people of intellect. And what is the lesson and advice? The one who remains patient and remains content upon the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that person and such people are not only rewarded in this world, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also rewards them greatly in the hereafter too. You should remain patient and content upon the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The accounts of Prophets alayhi wasalam contain great lessons for us to learn. Lessons of shukr, sabr, patience, and as well as thankfulness.